You're listening to SBS News.
One of Labor's most senior women, a fierce political foe. Christina Keneally has not shied away from criticising opponents throughout her political career.
Mr. Morrison hasn't found a crisis that isn't someone else's fault or a problem that isn't someone else's to solve. He's failed monumentally on the two jobs he had this year, vaccination and fit-for-purpose national quarantine.
The former New South Wales Premier is well acquainted with the rough and tumble of politics.
I am nobody's puppet. I am nobody's protege. I am nobody's girl.
Now, Labor's Deputy Senate Leader says she is eyeing a spot in the House of Representatives. In a statement confirming her nomination for pre-selection as the Australia's Labor Party candidate for Fowler, Ms. Keneally says she has always made the choice to step up and fight. But the outgoing member for Fowler, Chris Hayes, says he had someone else in mind to replace him in the safe Western Sydney seat.
As Fowler is one of the most multicultural communities in the whole of Australia, it is certainly the largest Vietnamese diaspora in the nation. And while the party will go through its normal selection processes in its normal way, I certainly have a young woman in mind who I think would be ideal to represent the community.
That person is Thu Le. She is the daughter of Vietnamese refugees who fled the country after the fall of Saigon. She also lives in the electorate and works as a migration lawyer. Ms. Le says she represents the diversity of the community.
In all the work that I do, I've always been an advocate, a community worker, a strong voice for my community, and I fight for social justice, every single day, and I'm not even a politician. I think we really deserve someone who truly understands the struggles of the area.
Ms. Le was hoping to be pre-selected, but that now appears unlikely with Christina Keneally parachuted in. Ms. Keneally now lives in Sydney's northern beaches and will move to the west. Ms. Le says this doesn't reflect well on the Australian Labor Party.
Or the commentary and the comments that I've seen and I've heard from the people of Fowler is that they're upset, they're furious. You know, we're being treated as political pawns in a game that completely sidelines us as a community. Is this a bad look for the Australian Labor Party? Clearly it is from the commentary that we've seen so far.
About 19% of the electorate are of Vietnamese heritage. Ms. Le says her supporters argue that the party is missing an opportunity to increase diversity in Parliament.
I voice my disappointment. I think for me personally, it's pretty heartbreaking, considering that I had clearly expressed my intentions to run as a local candidate, someone from the community. I know that a lot of people of Fowler are furious by this announcement, and they have every right to be.
This local woman says she is somewhat dismayed.
I would prefer a local person who actually go around in touch with people, talking and understand how we live and what our needs are for.
Labor's federal leader, Anthony Albanese, is staying diplomatic but says he supports his frontbencher, Christina Keneally.
We will have a very strong candidate for Fowler, and Christina Keneally is an important part of my team. I've been a friend of hers for a very long period of time, and she has enormous capacity. And in whatever form that capacity is offered, she'll be a key minister in the Labor government that I hope to form after the next election.
This switch to the lower house comes as a result of a separate battle for the top spot on the New South Wales Senate ticket. Senator Deborah O'Neill had the backing of key unions, which would have pushed Senator Keneally into an unwinnable position. This decision may avoid a factional dispute, but at the cost of another internal fight. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.